Om Agyanatimananda Sya Karanjana Salakaya Chaksur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Thank you all for coming. This festival is called Snana Yatra. Snana means to bathe. And it's a festival of bathing Lord Jagannath and his brother Lord Baladev and his sister Shrimati Subhadra Devi. According to some sources, authoritative sources, this bathing is in commemoration of Lord Brahma's coming to install Lord Jagannath in the temple that King Indraduma had built during a previous Manvantara some 1,700,000,000 years ago. And therefore, along with that, there are different stories that explain about Lord Jagannath. Most common ones are how there was a king, Indradumya, and he had a dream of one deity named Indra Madhava. And he wanted to find this deity, so he sent his associates all around the planet looking for the deity, Nila Madhava. So finally, they decided that they couldn't find the deity. They all gave up, except for one Brahmin. And this Brahmin, he had come to a village where there were Sabaras, more or less lower class people who were keeping pigs. And in this village, there was one leader of the Sabaras, and he married his daughter named Lalita. But he noticed that the Sabara, he was leaving every day and coming back at noon the next day. And he inquired, why was he doing this? And he found out he was worshipping this deity in the middle of the forest named Nila Madhava. And therefore he requested that he wanted to see this deity. To make a long story shorter, this Brahmin, he agreed, yes, this Sabari, he agreed, yes, you can go and see the deity, but you must be blindfolded. He blindfolded him, but Lalita had sewn into his garments a bag with mustard seeds. So as he was walking blindfolded to where Nila Madhava was, one mustard seed after another fell onto the ground. And when he came to see the deity and was unblindfolded, he saw how beautiful the deity was. In any case, later on the mustard seed grew into mustard plants, and this way he could trace his way back to the deity. When he came back to the deity, he noticed one crow fell into this water in the lake next to where the deity was. Immediately the crow became a four-handed Narayan form and went back to Vaikuntha. So needless to say, this Brahmin thought maybe it would be a good idea to jump into the lake also. He was just about to go for a swim when a voice came and said, before you go for a swim, you should first tell King Indradumya where this deity is. He went back with his Sabara, told King Indradumya where the deity was. King Indradumya came with his soldiers. Some say that the Sabara took the deity away, and therefore when they came to this place, there was no deity. The king arrested the Sabara, and he was about to more or less use the usual tactics to find out where the deity is. But then there was a voice that told the king that actually don't worry about this deity, Nila Madhava. I'm going to appear by the sea in my most wonderful form of Daru Brahman. Some time went by, Daru Brahman didn't appear. The king became very nervous, but again he heard a voice, and Daru Brahman appeared on the sea, in the form of a big log. They came to the sea, they tried to bring the log to the shore, but in spite of all efforts by so many different soldiers and men, they could not even budge the log even an inch. Then he heard a voice, and it says you have to pray to the deity and then bring a chariot, and then you can bring the deity to the shore. So they brought a log to the shore, and on the log was different symbols of the conch shell, the wheel, the lotus flower, and the club. And then the king, hired one person who was actually and appearing to be some old sculptor who was actually Vishvakarma from the heavenly planets. He said, I'll take 3 weeks and I'll sculpture the deity. So 3 weeks behind a hidden door, because there was a stipulation that if you come in through this door before I'm completed with my work, then the result will be that I'm going to leave and the work will not be completed. So 3 weeks, knock, knock, knock. Everything was going on. The king was anxiously waiting to see the deity. And then suddenly, after 3 weeks, there was no sound. So everyone became anxious. What happened? Maybe something happened to the Brahmin inside. In any case, the queen, she opened the doors and she saw three figures that appeared to be incomplete. So the king thought, I made a big offense. I should starve myself to death. We've disturbed the sculpture. Now the deities will not appear. But then he found out that actually that these are the deities and that they should be painted and installed on the hill, Nilamadava Hill. Another story which is significant, which is similar to this, that in Dwarka, because there was Krishna had in his pastimes in Goloka and Gokula Vrindavan, he had Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, but also accompanying them, acting as Krishna's parent, was Mother Rohini. Mother Rohini was the wife of Vasudeva, and therefore she took place both in the pastimes with Krishna at Dwarka as well as the pastimes at Gokul. When Krishna had come to Dwarka in the form of Dwarkadish, and Rohini was also in Dwarka at that time, some of the queens asked Rohini to relate the pastimes of Krishna in Dwarka and Gokul when Krishna was a cowherd boy there. So Rohini was relating the ecstatic pastimes of Krishna as a cowherd boy in Gokul. At that time, Subhadra Devi was not allowed to come in, but she was listening at the door and watching through a keyhole. Listening at the door, she became so ecstatic that there were ecstatic transformations and all the limbs of her body withdrew into each other. And now we see what Subhadra Devi looks like in that ecstasy of remembering the ecstatic pastimes of Krishna and Gokul in separation. Lord Baladeva happened to pass by and he saw his sister in this ecstatic transformation, and he himself was wondering what was going on, so he put his ear to the door and heard the pastimes and also became ecstatic in separation from Gokul, and his limbs withdrew within his body, and now we see what he looks like in that ecstatic form. And you can imagine Lord Jagannath, Dwarkadish, walked by and he saw his brother and sister in these ecstatic transformations, and his limbs, and putting his ear to the door, listening to these pastimes, feeling separation from Krishna in Vrindavan, from his pastimes there, the limbs of his body withdrew into his body, and now we have the form of Lord Jagannath. So these forms of Lord Jagannath, Lord Baladeva and Srimati Subhadra Devi, they're the forms of Krishna and his brother and sister feeling ecstatic separation from Krishna's pastimes in Gokul Vrindavan. So this is our philosophy of the Krishna consciousness movement. It's known as Vipralamba Seva. This is the method of worshiping Krishna that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us. And he's recommended that we also follow that was exhibited by the gopis in Vrindavan. It is said that by the six Goswamis, Hey Radhe Braja Devi Ke Chalalite, Hey Nanda Suno Kutaha. That the six Goswamis, they never claim that we saw Radha and Krishna, or that last night Radha and Krishna came before us and they were dancing. They never claim that they had direct contact with Radha and Krishna. What they claim, or what they wrote about and sung about and talked about, is the feelings of separation of Viparlamba from Radha and Krishna and their associates in Vrindavan. Therefore, it says in the Krishna book that the gopis of Vrindavan were so attached to Krishna that they were not satisfied simply with the rasa dance at night. They want to enjoy, they want to go with him and enjoy his pastimes through strong feelings of separation. They want to accompany him and enjoy his feelings, his association through strong feelings of separation. So to acquire the strong feeling of separation is the teachings of Lord Chaitanya and his direct disciple succession of Goswamis. When we are not in contact with Krishna, we can also associate with him like the gopis through strong feelings of separation. Krishna's transcendental form, his quality, his pastimes, his associates are all identical with him. There are 9 different kinds of devotional service, and devotional service to Krishna in feelings of separation elevates the devotee to the highest devotional level, to the level of the gopis. As stated in the by the 6 Goswamis, as stated by Srinivasacharya in his prayers to the 6 Goswamis, that they gave up their princely status, or their opulent life and princely status, and they went to Vrindavan where they lived like ordinary mendicants begging from door to door. But they were so much enriched with the gopis' feelings of separation that they enjoyed transcendental pleasure at every moment. Similarly, when Lord Chaitanya was at Jagannath Puri, he was also in the mood of Srimati Radharani, feeling separation from Krishna. So those who are in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, Gaudiya Sampradaya, should also feel the separation from Krishna, worship his transcendental form, discuss his transcendental teachings, his associates, his pastimes. The spiritual masters should elevate the devotees to the highest devotional perfection, feeling constant separation from Krishna while engaged in chanting his holy name is the highest perfection of Krishna consciousness. In other words, this desire to associate directly with Krishna is not possible in the conditioned state of life. But the desire to feel separation from Krishna, following the mood of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his direct disciple succession of devotees who teach us how to feel the separation, this brings us to the highest perfectional stage of life. That feeling of separation from Krishna is easily practiced in this age, not by some artificial means. It is practiced simply by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. And then trying to hear the holy name. This trying to hear the holy name will help us develop the desire also, or the ability to feel the holy name, and that feeling the holy name will be able to feel Krishna in separation. Actually, this is the way we actually connect with Krishna, but the feeling is that of separation. On the other hand, those who try to imagine that Krishna is there by their imagination, they will not make very much progress. Just like Kamsa, he was also not feeling Krishna everywhere. He was thinking that Krishna was everywhere. Kamsa was so much absorbed in Krishna consciousness, so much in anxiety about Krishna, when is Krishna going to come and kill me? Then even one day, his 2 wives came before him, and they appeared to him to be Krishna Balaram. So immediately Kamsa took out his sword and said, Krishna Balaram, you're dead. And they said, wait a second, Kamsa, we're not Krishna Balaram, we're your wives. And he said, oh, I'm sorry, you know, these things happen to sometimes. Old age moment. So Kamsa was absorbed in remembering Krishna 24 hours a day, but he had not learned the art of feeling separation from Krishna and devotional love. But this is easily obtained by chanting Hare Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya was in that mood. Therefore, we hear the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, how he was never said that he met Radha and Krishna, but we find he was always feeling separation from Radha and Krishna and always chanting Krishna's holy name. And similarly, Lord Chaitanya's associates were doing the same thing. So as Lord Chaitanya and his devotees, Srimati Radharani, because Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahiyanya, Lord Chaitanya represents the combined form of Radha and Krishna. Krishna feeling separation from Vrindavan in the mood of Srimati Radharani. So as the residents of Vrindavan were always feeling separation from Krishna, so Krishna was always feeling separation from the residents of Vrindavan. And as Lord Chaitanya was always feeling separation, this is Krishna and his mood of Srimati Radharani relishing the separation from Krishna. So this is what our highest level that we're striving for is by chanting Hare Krishna and then spontaneously remembering Krishna's name, form, quality, and pastimes, then coming to that transcendental mood of separation from Krishna and Vrindavan. So it's a very simple process. Lord Jagannath is our example of someone feeling great separation, and his two brothers and sisters. So we worship them, not only because they're Krishna, but they're Krishna in a very special form, showing us a way of feeling separation from Krishna and from his devotees. So we'll stop there. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.